Trucker, Fast 9, the first soccer review, guys. Let's go. Action.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Dylan Ethan.
And this is Lex.
What's up? What's going on? Guys, this is our first time meeting Dylan a few screenings ago. First time having Lex here at the studio, Dylan as well. Just, how is it, guys? How is it? Does this feel better, the virtual, or are you kind of mixed?
It's a long drive, for sure.
Yeah, I know. It's a long drive. I know, totally opposite side.
it feels good, though, to be in person.
No, yeah. For sure, yeah. It's gives a sense of normalcy, but at the same time, we started virtual.
Yeah. Right?
So if anything, this is like the... It's different.
Yes.
But yeah. Of course, like hanging out in person and stuff fun. Like that, it's always fun.
It's awesome because, you know, we gained a friendship during COVID and all that. Like,
yeah.
I would say like we got closer during COVID. And,
absolutely.
But let's get right to it, man. So let's talk about Fast 9, the first saga, or the Fast Saga, instead of the first saga, the Fast Saga. Going into this movie, we're not going to mention spoilers at the beginning, guys. So we'll hold on all that at the very end of this review. So let's get right to it. Dylan, what's your first input on this movie, man? You're a huge Fast guy, because I know we're going to get your input first.
Show off the shirt.
Yeah, brotherhood, family. Yeah, man. I mean, what's your input on this? You know, if you have to write a book about this movie, what would the book title be? What would the whole shebang be? I mean, well, get us started.
First of all, it would take a lot more work than what they put here.
Okay. Oh, wow. Dang. That's a fad right there.
Shots fired.
I'm going to say, Vin makes this harder and harder to really, like, love this franchise with. It's getting tough. That being said, you know, there's a lot of good points. I thought good story elements, some stuff that should have been done a lot sooner. I think a lot of things could have been fixed with more work.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Here's the thing, like, when you go into this movie, ladies and gentlemen, you know, expect the unexpected. Not in a good way, though. Expect to laugh when it's not a joke. Expect to just, I mean, keep an open mind, of course, you know, and not to say, you know, that we're starting off with the criticisms, I guess, at first. And there is some positive things in here. You know, we're not just going to dog on this film here. I would say right off the bat, it's just... They made probably like what, like 100 jokes in this movie, I would say. Like, not I mean,
well, it was a lot of jokes. There's more than 100 things to laugh about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I don't think I necessarily counted the jokes. I think like there's other Fast and Furious movie in the saga that maybe have had as many jokes. That's not really what stuck out.
Yeah.
But I get you. It's like that plus elements that just make you laugh at how ridiculous it is. Like, it counts as a joke.
It does count as a joke.
I will say that this one almost reached Deadpool levels of pop culture references.
Oh,
almost.
Wow.
It was very high.
Yeah.
There's one part in particular.
Yeah, and here's the thing here, guys. It's just... I noticed that when we're laughing on certain things and all that, I'm not going to say that we didn't laugh. No, there's certain times that we did laugh, but it's just, I don't know. Tyrese Gibbs, I don't know. I felt like he was forced. It was forced comedy a lot. You know, I felt like this movie was a direction where like they were giving us a small little detail in there. And we won't mention it right now, but small little details in here that kind of developed the story. But at the same point though, you're just like, really? Like, really, you know, like in that mindset, mm-hmm. like, really, that happened? Really? Like that kind of explains it. But it was just in a cheesy way, I guess to put it.
I mean, this is also weird to say, but if anything, like Tyrese Gibson was the most true to what the franchise is and it's becoming, like, to an extent, right? Like, don't get me wrong. But like,
he was funny though in the past movies. I loved him in the past
always,
movies.
He's always had the jokes. He's been the comedic relief. That's him. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, out of the weirdness that happens in this movie, like, it's almost like he's playing the role correctly, right? Because it's what it is. But it's just when you see other elements and other characters just fall into that that next level of cheesiness and stuff like that, that's truly what kind of sticks out. But no, yeah, like, for sure, Tyrese Gibson did what he needed to do. But like, you know, for some people that may or may not like him, like, they keep giving him a script that plays to those forced jokes and stuff like that. And I mean, he does it well with what he has. And I think that's true to a lot of these characters. They did what they needed to do with what they were given. Now, I am curious as to like what their reactions were as performers, like with what they were given. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's kind of it's rough. It's rough. It makes me the movie multiple times made me think, like, how did we get here? and like it also made me think of like, man, we started with just mechanics, like running the streets and racing and having competitions.
Exactly.
The stakes where you lose your car and now we're here.
Pink slips.
And for a movie, don't get me wrong, I've been someone that's been actually very good at accepting what the franchise has turned into. I've repeated it multiple in previous movies when people think something ridiculous happens. It's like, they're embracing what they are, but it just there's a line. I didn't know there was a line, and they made the line.
They crossed it definitely. The line is visible. In this movie, they crossed it. I know they don't like to connect with Hobbs and Shaw, whatever drama, whatever the case may be. But there is a connection there, obviously, because I mean it took the Fast and Furious name. But you know, it just Hobbs and Shaw is a movie to where it's its own craziness where it didn't lead to anything sort of and I wasn't a fan of that movie, but I was a fan of the Fast and Furious franchise. You know, I fell in love with, you know, Vin Diesel. You fall in love with Michelle Rodriguez. You fall in love with this whole family oriented, you know, just this, you know, them just literally barbecuing at the every, because let's be honest here, the beginning, I mean, dude, like the end of this movie, the ending montage is like always the same thing. Like it's pretty much they all barbecue, they all get together and all that stuff. That's not a spoiler because that's pretty much in all their movies. I don't mind it at all. But when it comes to a sense to where like, I don't know, it's just way too predictable, man. Like just way certain situations, even in this movie, it's just like, oh, yeah, he's not going to make it. Oh, what do you know? He made it. And this other thing happened. It's not to the sense to where like we know they're going to survive. We know some characters obviously are going to survive. It's just the way they survive is the problem. I guess I would say.
I think very early.
Yeah, and see, that's where I would come in and say certain things need more work.
And that's the thing about like the lot, like let's be honest, there's no logic in this movie. There really is. I mean, the logic in this movie,
they address it. There's specific lines in the script.
They're Avengers
addressing that there is no logic. They almost break the fourth wall.
No, but how does that make sense? Because we're not gonna go into this. sorry. We'll talk about that with spoilers.
Yeah,
but as a longtime fan, I will say I feel like certain actors are true to their characters. Like, obviously, the Toretto we have now is not the Toretto from the first movie. Like, he's grown in a way that I wouldn't have grown that character. But I feel like Vin, when you see him on screen, the core is still there.
Yeah,
for the most part. Him giving that same look.
There's, you know, it's a big, cheesy action movie. Take it for what it is. But all in all, I think if you really cut out the fat, so to say, I think the core is there.
Yeah.
It needs to shine brighter.
Yeah, this is really, it's directed by Justin Lin, which we know, you know, he's, which is kind of strange because you would think for this type of movie, the way the outcome of this film we got, it kind of feels like a new director came in and just changed everything. And like,
I thought it was a new guy too.
I didn't, when they said Justin Lin, that when the end credits scene rolled, and I was like, Justin Lin. Written by or directed by, produced by. I was all like,
I think
what the heck is going on there? I like, what's going on?
Being more of like an insider on that, I already knew like going into it, like who's doing it. You know, that's part of the deal that Vin made most recently. That was why the drama with Hobbs and Shaw took place. They essentially made that movie without his permission and used his name. Or we'll use the franchise that he thought he was getting control of.
Yeah.
On that. So that's how the drama started. It's just, I don't know. I do see what y'all are saying where there are moments that did not feel connected at all. Like it felt like this franchise was going way, you know, off the edge.
And it did.
On that.
Out of this, out of the atmosphere.
And without like, this is, now I remember what I was going to say. It's like the movie in very early in the movie, very early stage, you just realize how ridiculous and what kind of loss of just the nature point. And science and everything yeah. this movie's gonna break. And they've broken them before. I'm not, once again, I'm not forgetting what came before, but what yeah. came before was a lot more enjoyable than what we got here exactly. today.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, the thing is, with the realization very early on how crazy this is gonna be, this ride is gonna be, you also lose notion of there being any stakes.
Yeah.
And the movie keeps making point to that. Like, yeah. the movie keeps there's plot armor like yes. no other.
Yes. Like, exactly. Yes. And like, they could do the most idiotic thing in the world where, like, it doesn't make sense in our eyes, obviously, in our world, in our planet Earth right here, not Earth 2, you know, whatever. But it just, and in there, it's just, you don't feel like they're taking any risks. Like, it just feels like, oh, they're going to make it. They're good. Like, when we come to that, I hate it when we come to a franchise, any type of franchise or any type of movie, to where, like, they're going to make it. They're good. Yeah. They're good. They're not going
to. I also feel like their need to push the boundary farther is what's becoming their downfall.
Yeah,
in the sense of, like,
yeah.
that, like you said, the line was drawn in my mind when fans started talking about space and they started taking it seriously. You know what I mean? Like yeah. that, when I was on Twitter and I saw that, that's where I was like, okay, y'all are going to lose me, like, as a fan. Like, this is ridiculous. This,
and I know our boy Justin, he did not want to see this movie at all. He gave up, but that was a long time ago. I can't remember what the last movie he saw. But, you know, Fast 9, and obviously just, it's their moneymaker. It's Universal Studios' moneymaker, this one, and Jurassic World, and Minions, I would say, probably. That's no doubt. That's fact right there. Mm-hmm. And for them to do something like this, unorthodox, it's a very game changer. I don't know if it's good or bad for them. Obviously, we'll see how the fans react when they see this movie on Friday. We'll check out and see. I know I'm going to pay attention on Twitter and Facebook, social media, see how people are really going to react to this film. And yeah, I just, a lot of these, like, over the top stuff. The script, now, I make jokes about it, you know, off camera, which is like, you know, I felt like a fourth grader wrote this movie, and the word choice and everything. I didn't like the word choice in this film. It kind of was just very uncreative yeah, word very, choice in like, here. Yeah, like it just felt very like, I don't even know, like just like an old, like I was watching like a cheap TV show or something. Just the word choice. I don't know. I'm so mixed at feelings right now, emotions, because I was more upset with that because it didn't create that dramatic role that I really wanted to see, especially between Vin Diesel and John Cena, because I wanted to see that, because we saw that in the trailer, like, oh, it's his brother. We saw that in the trailer a lot. We saw it's written in IMDb. Like, we know it's his brother. I wanted that chemistry to be so very well done. It didn't feel like there was any chemistry really between them. Like, we got a few scenes with them really in there, and then it just kept jumping back and forth, which I kind of liked in certain movies, but this movie I did not like. We got that a lot, of course, in Infinity War and all that, you know, just Endgame. And obviously it worked out for that situation because, you know, with time, you know, with time loop and everything. But for this type of movie, just to really trying to explain, you're pretty much trying to explain a prequel story and then trying to tell that story at the same time. And it's just going, mixing. And not to say, like, you get lost in this story. You don't. It just kind of draws you away from the main plot of this movie.
I would say some of my favorite parts, I think, were the prequel parts.
Yeah, and I'm not saying they weren't bad. They were good. Yeah, they actually, they made sense.
Because they were grounded.
Yeah.
Those are the parts I think would have benefited had we told these years before.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, if we
would have
rolled these into, like, four, five,
or
six.
Or if they would have just showed us in the very not to spoil it, but just if they would have showed us all together in the movie, like, all in one scene, like, hey, this is the beginning of this movie and everything. Or like, just run it all the way through, man. Just be done with it. Okay, that explains that. That explains that. Obviously, there's certain scenes that you would not put in there because it would make sense in the very end of the climax of this movie. There was no character development in this movie. I hate to say it. I mean, just put on comments down below. Maybe you totally disagree with me, but I didn't see any character development. And I gotta say, man, John Cena's arms were a lot bigger than Vin Diesel's, man. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. He was huge.
Dude. So I don't blame Cena. What I wanted was to see the real John Cena. You know, like, I wanted him to freaking throw Vin Diesel across the room. But it was weird. It was like Vin Diesel was doing.
But he did.
Like a lot of action sequence. Like I wanted more action sequences for John. Like, dude, really, John Cena? Like, really? Like, you're let.
Well, they're not gonna let him like outshine Vin Diesel. Like,
yeah.
Like,
Justin, I agree with you. I feel like their fights.
Oh, Dylan.
Could have been better, and could have been more frequent.
Yeah,
because both of them are like pretty buff dudes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yes, of course, John Cena is bigger, like physically.
Yeah.
But I felt like on screen they paired well,
mm-hmm.
and they could have had more and better fights.
For sure. For
like,
sure.
Like Vin and The Rock's fight.
Yeah.
Is
oh
like
yeah.
You know
what
that I mean?
Was awesome. That was
this fight was really good, but I don't feel like
it was wasn't like, it wasn't good. I mean, okay, you well, thought it was good. I thought it was like it was just eh.
No, I enjoyed it. So the
I think it
action,
was a good pace, you know, yeah. like it could have been more.
Outside of the ridiculous parts, the action in itself was kind of like close to what we're known, like known from the franchise, which has always been entertaining.
Yeah.
Now, to the point of like the John Cena, yeah, they were supposed to be more of like two titans, especially with the family ties mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Now The Rock and Vin Diesel's like fight, as classic as it was, like it was still grounded to an extent,
yes.
and it was personal because it was
yes.
it happened in a moment of, I don't want to call it intimacy, but it would happen in a moment where it's just
it was personal.
Two guys
yeah.
throwing down
yeah.
and it was personal. This, there's like five different things
going
on
at once.
There's
yeah.
a mission
yeah.
and there's components to the mission. So when those things
yeah.
happen,
it
they
kind
feel
of draws
rushed.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not just that, but why even have Cena there? Like, it felt like anyone could have played that role. You know what
with,
I'm saying? Like
John
Cena's like Vin Diesel's brother. Like
I think it had to be a specific
yeah.
type of person too. Like
I feel like John Cena has too much talent to be giving
it
to them.
It would have worked with a smaller guy.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
not that. But like just having like another built guy. Like to be honest, because you had just a muscle
yeah,
guy.
Yes, but you know what? Like John Cena did bring the
Triple
appeal.
H.
both bald, it wouldn't work.
Oh.
You can't
yeah.
have the contrast.
Yeah. John Cena brought the appeal. I actually liked what he did. I was disappointed in the character they gave him, like
yeah,
not having
yeah.
additional depth.
Yeah, exactly.
They made an attempt to make connections
yeah.
and, you know, have some sort of, you know, they were building up to this sequence where
yeah.
you were supposed to feel something you
yeah.
didn't really
nope.
get there. But once again, like all in all, like I think with what he was given, John Cena, for a newcomer into the franchise, he did what he needed to do.
Yeah.
But you're right. He is talented. He has
a
charisma. He
yeah.
definitely has charisma. So when you build him up to be a villain that kind of you strip that away and
yeah.
it's more of a robotic villain. He was levels above being robotic. But what
yeah.
I'm trying to say
yeah.
is like this kooky cutter version of a villain.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good
That's
yeah.
where,
that's
you
good
know.
Terminology.
And I felt like they were leaning
yeah.
too heavily on how can we tie this guy to Dom.
Yes.
Not how
yeah.
can we tie this guy to the world?
Yeah.
Like, how can we just
yes.
tie him to Dom?
And just force it upon everyone.
Yeah.
And just, I that's the thing with me. It just, I hate it when they try to force us to like a character. And I don't know. I just got to a sense to where, while watching the movie, it almost got annoying to where the same thing we did with Last Jedi, Star Wars, where Leia brought herself back to that logic into that sense where the Force last year when she brought herself back.
Well,
which,
yeah, it's
yeah.
like you try to introduce a whole new thing 10,
and,
20 years, well, not, it wasn't
20 years.
No,
yeah, yeah.
But what I'm saying is in the time that has passed, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's say real time. I forget when the first Fast and Furious
it was like
came 2001. Yeah, yeah.
2000,
so we're
yeah.
talking about, you know, 21 years, right? Like since we've seen these characters for the first time.
Yeah.
It's like that much time passes by. You give us that much time to fall in love with certain characters
yes.
under this world that you've built. And now you're just like, hey, you know what? Like, we never really mentioned about his brother, but let us fit it in there. And
exactly.
it's like,
yeah.
And in
yeah.
trying to fit it in,
yeah.
it's like they're tiptoeing around, like, making sure it makes sense
yeah.
while at the same time not.
Tyrese and Ludacris were literally us, and they're like,
yeah,
wait a minute, we've gone on all these rides,
but then they brushed it off.
Yeah.
They
never.
Brushed it off very quickly.
Yeah, yeah, just the idea. Yeah, it was just like, we're invincible. And then, we'll mention,
yeah,
yeah,
and just last
here he is,
yeah.
we're here now. Okay,
yeah.
keep going.
And
yeah.
just the last
wait,
thing
what?
To that main point, right? As some, you know, this is not a spoiler, but some may have seen in the trailer, without going too much detail, you know, there was characters that were brought back into the world, right? And I'll just say this, like, it was the same thing. It's like,
yep.
how do we explain how this person is back?
Just, And I feel like they also explained it in the easiest way possible.
Just poor writing. It's one mention, and it's poor like, writing. Believe it. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's it. We're done. Yeah. We're just gonna throw it at you. We're done. Like, and just for, very poor writing.
For a director that has played a role in different movies throughout the whole saga, right? Like he weird. We talked about how he did the sixth one. He did the fourth one. He did the was it the second one or
third one.
Right. Yeah. Like this guy has been in there throughout the series. Right. Not from the very beginning.
He's not new,
but you know, like I feel like he could have done a better job in tying these things together, especially because he directed Tokyo Drift. Like, you know, like there's
yeah, this is the same guy
there that should have been more care about. Not, you don't have to sell it 100%
because it's already sold, like
at least make it,
I feel like pay off. They thought that, hey, if we just bring these characters back from other movies,
people
like,
will be happy. Yeah. We have more opportunities.
Yeah, we have, exactly.
Like, that's enough fan service. And I'm like,
that's what I'm like. Right. I now believe people in the MCU have better chance of dying than in the Fast and Furious.
That's the weirdest thing. That is weird because we're talking about people have superpowers versus no superpower.
Loki has a better chance at dying for real.
Yeah, the Loki Toretto series. Yeah,
than anyone in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yeah, for real.
They also okay. No.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so was this the film that we deserve, guys?
No.
I'm gonna say no. Okay, so let's go to ratings, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna go to ratings, guys. When we rate our movie, then we're gonna talk about spoilers. Ratings: 1 out of 10. Dylan, what are you gonna give it? 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest.
I'm gonna do it right in the middle at 5 because, like I said, there were a couple of things that could have been salvaged, but it needs.
We'll talk about the spoilers. So. But Lex, what are you gonna give it?
Mine was actually I texted this out to friends, so I'm not capping it. It was 5. I was gonna say 5.
I'm gonna do 4.
Four.
Just 4 because I wanted a deeper sense into, like, I love John Cena. I loved him in Blockers. He was freaking hilarious in Blockers. Recently, I've been loving John Cena in a lot. You know, where the very first movie I saw John Cena in was The Marine, and that was his first WWE. I believe it was WWE at the time. WWE films. Yeah. So, and I was just, you know, the first time I watched that movie, very young, I was just like, not bad for being, you know, John Cena.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I would say it as well for The Rock. You know, when he first saw him in Scorpion King, I was just like, okay, whatever. You know, it's cool. Rock bottom on the movie. That's cool. That's what I wanted. I wanted John Cena to do his special, but that didn't happen. But it just, you know, I wanted these things to matter because it's like, hey, I'm also from the WWE, you know, and I could still, you know, obviously I could throw down. And so I just wanted that sense to really go into here because we got that sense with The Rock in the franchise, in this franchise as well, because we saw that with a lot of The Rock. Like, he was just throwing down like nothing.
I loved it
because it's like, you in the back of your mind, pop culture, you know, like, that's The Rock, you know. And it just, I wanted to feel the same way with John Cena, but not on him. I feel like that's just the direction they were going in. It has nothing to do with him, just the director and the writing, I would say, out of that. But yeah, I'm gonna get 4.
I'll throw in one quick good jab.
Yeah,
it did feel good to see these actors as these characters on the screen again. It's been a good while, and so I that was refreshing. It just, the way it was.
But that's why there was a lot of buildup.
How much longer can they go without getting bruised or in a wheelchair?
Well, original rumor was always 10. When they started 7. That's when I think Vin and Justin Lin kind of laid out the roadmap.
Yeah.
And the plan was always 10.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
I don't know if that's changed, but
I mean,
as far as I know, it's 10.
All right, guys. So Dylan, yours was a 5. Lex was a 5. I was a 4. So we're about average 5, I would say. Yeah. Average 5. 4.5, we'll say, because I brought it down. But all right, guys, if you have not already, hit that subscribe button. If you stuck with us this long, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, Aknola Ryan 680.
I'm Dylan Ethan.
And this was Lex.
All right, guys, have a good one, guys. Stay safe. Peace.